Thank you. Good afternoon. I want to first recognize my co-authors in this study, Dr. Myron Fotler and Amanda Raffinod, both also at the University of Central Florida in the Department of Health Management Informatics. I don't have a slide on it, but I also want to thank the Florida Center for Nursing and Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation of Florida for helping fund this study. Here's my statement that I have no financial, which is irksome, so I don't do much to pretty it up. What I'd rather get to is the background for why this study was conducted. Work-family conflict or family work conflict, which are two separate things I'll talk about in a moment, are important issues that have been explored a lot in the human resources management field, in occupational health area. And so a lot of different occupations, they've been looking into this, but in nursing, there's been very little done on it. And especially with newly licensed RNs, which are a special breed of nurses that are just getting their feet wet and just trying to find their way around, basically nobody has looked into it. And this is kind of a big hole in our knowledge, because nursing is very physically and psychologically demanding. So one would think that if any profession has some issues with work-family conflict, it would be nursing. And the fact that that nursing has a high proportion of women, which still to this day have a large amount of family responsibilities. So basically that is the motivation for doing this study, and what we do is empirically test a model of antecedents and outcomes of work family and family work conflict among newly licensed RNs. Now we're doing this with data, and we do get results, but what we want to emphasize is that even though it's a causal model, with all of the things that go into work-family conflict that we have access to data for, and the kinds of results that can come out of work-family conflict, we'd really need more longitudinal data to be able to say there's a direct causal relationship with all of these things. So the study design was a survey that was conducted in 2008, and yes, this has been a while ago, but there are some reasons for why we're just coming up with this particular study right now. Talk about in a moment. We sampled 40% of all newly licensed RNs in that year, the RNs that had been newly licensed within the last 2 years, actually. Our response rate was 18%, and I believe one of the reasons why is that the survey was extremely long, which is why we were able to do such a complicated study as the one that I'm going to present. So it had its positives and negatives. However, in some of the reviewer critiques of other papers we've done with this study, they actually pointed out that that people are now thinking that response rate is not as big an issue as we've made it out to be, and that what a bigger issue is what your actual sample size was. And since we had a 40% sample size, that's pretty good. We also did a study to see if there was bias, a bias study of our data, and I'll mention that in a moment. We used Dillman's tailored design, and we used a survey instrument that came from a group that had did the first studies on newly licensed RNs in 2007. The kind of model we're using, a structural equation model, you have both observed variables, and if you're doing latent variable analysis, you have latent variables. Observed variables are those that you get directly from the data. So we had age, gender, we had all these demographic characteristics, and we used the demographic characteristics we hypothesized would be related to work-family conflict. So these were the ones that we had in our conceptual model. And we also had a number of direct work environment characteristics, including how well-oriented they were, whether they were day shift or evening or night shift. So it was day shift or other, the other two shifts. We also had information whether they were working a 12-hour shift or an 8-hour shift. Their number of patients per week, the number of hours they worked per week. We had also, as far as direct observed variables, the job satisfaction. This was just a one-item question asking them how satisfied they were with the job, from very unsatisfied to very satisfied. And we had a variable that asked them whether they had the ability to find a job as good as the current one, which is an important one for control variable for some of our other variables. Now, we had a number of latent variables, and latent variables in this kind of a model are ones that are built off of other observed variables. And the latent variables themselves are a construct of the observed variables, somewhat similar to taking in items in an indexed variable, but instead latent variables are statistically related to these other items. So the latent variables we had were three perceptions of job issues: job demands, job control, and job difficulty. Job demands is a negative kind of variable in that the higher the job demand, the more difficult the work environment, and job difficulty, the same thing. The difference between job demands and job difficulty is that job demands had to do with pressures in the job, workload, those issues, and job difficulty had to do with particular items that made work difficult. And the interesting thing is that these two are related, which is why in prior studies we would never put these two in the same regression analysis, because they were so highly correlated. But in this kind of a study, you can put them in and you can hypothesize that correlation within the study. Job control is a more positive perception of the job, and it is those attributes of the nurse being able to make decisions, to have some independence in their work. And usually it's thought that job control moderates job demands and job difficulties. So if you have a job that has a lot of job demand or a lot of job difficulties, if you also have high job control, that makes it those that less. In this study, we used them as used job control as a mediator rather than a moderator. Work-family conflicts, which is the main focus of the study, and family-work conflicts. The difference between those is family-work conflicts is where is that having a family and having things to do with the family will negatively affect job production, being able to do your job. Vice versa, your job, work-family conflict is where your job is negatively affecting the family. And I'll show you the items in those two latent variables in a moment. Intent to leave the job was a several item construct that asked questions about how much this person wanted to leave the job. And intent to leave the profession was similar, but there's the two different ones there. So the conceptual model is that we saw relationships between personal and work environment characteristics, not between these two, but between this and 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 this. So each of these is relating to each other, which I won't dwell on this slide because this slide tells it better and shows just how complex this model was. Amazingly, we actually were able to run an initial structural equation model almost identical to this. So it's amazing that it actually ran, because it has so many paths in it. But what this is saying is that we conceptualized that these personal work characteristics were related to perceptions of the job. Job demands, job control, and job difficulties were related to family work conflicts and work-family conflict. Just family-work conflict and job satisfaction. And that these work characteristics, orientation, adequacy, day shift, 12-hour shift, number of patients, hours worked, were related similarly to these things, but more to work-family conflict and not family-work conflict. This level in here, job demands, job control, job difficulties, which are perceptions of these things, we hypothesized were related strongly to job satisfaction. We also hypothesized they were related to each other, like I was saying, that job difficulties are obstacles that you have in your work, which probably make work more demanding. We saw this as going both ways. If work is also, like, if you have a high patient load, you may experience more job difficulties and more obstacles too. But our results said something different. And let's see, when we get to family work conflict, what we hypothesized is that that would have a negative relationship to job control, meaning it would reduce the ability to your perception of job control. It would increase your job demands and increase your job difficulties, and it would also interact with work family conflict. Work family conflict, on the other hand, was impacted by these things, but would not affect so much. Would not go backwards to the job demands and job control. However, both work family conflict and family work conflict would affect job satisfaction. Job satisfaction would lead to intent to leave the job and intent to leave the profession. The job opportunities variable that I mentioned earlier is important to put in here because you would possibly have a greater intent to leave the job if you have more job opportunities in the area. So we also put that in. And then intent to leave the job and intent to leave the profession would be interrelated too, that if you're thinking about one, you're probably thinking about the other. There was more I wanted to say about this conceptual model, but I'm just in the interest of keeping on going, I'll go on. So our analyses were to do that bias analysis that I mentioned, and what we did with that was we took data from the state of Florida on all newly licensed RNs, and we compared the demographic characteristics of our sample to that entire data set, because we do have data on demographic characteristics of all RNs in Florida. We don't have any of the other data that we got from the survey, but we do have that. And we found that the demographic characteristics were very, very, very similar. So we really were not worried about having a lot of bias in the study. We ran descriptive statistics on all those variables, which are not reported here, except for the work-family conflict variables. We validated the measurement model. That means we took those latent variables and we made sure that the latent variables explained what they're supposed to explain. And it is basically you get the same kind of analysis that you would get if you were running It's a very similar analysis to another statistical analysis for validity of data. And you want to get like a 0.8 or above on those, and we got very excellent measures on all of our latent variables. We ran an initial structural equation model, which ran, but it was not, it did not have a good fit. The usual procedure with structural equation models is that you don't just report what you get the first time. You take and restructure the model, and that's the whole point of it, is that by your running of the data, you find out which model fits the data best. And then when you get to the point where you have a good fit, you feel like you can publish those results and all. So we did that. So we modified it. Our modifications involved removing insignificant paths. We did have to include some covariate relationships, and we didn't have to add any paths. It was mostly just removing paths. The final structural model looked really good, and I don't really report the fit statistics. I show what they were. They were all excellent fit statistics. A lot of these statistics you want to get less than 0.8. Greater than 0.8 something or greater than 0.9 something, and ours were all like 0.95 something along that line. So those were good. So as far as descriptive statistics, the only thing I show here is, is the work-family conflict and the family-work conflict. It's real interesting to see that while they have almost never have much family-work conflict, so we have our mode for family work conflict was in the never category. Our mode for the work family conflict was in the 1 to 3 days per week. So there's more work family conflict than there is family work conflict among these nurses, which is interesting in itself. This was our final structural equation model. So these are our final results. So you can see a lot of the paths were removed, and all of the demographic variables that weren't significant are gone. These were the significant ones. age, health, and whether they had children in the home, which makes a lot of sense, all of those. The older the nurse, the older the newly licensed RN, and the interesting thing about RNs now is that a lot of people are getting into nursing at an older age. So just because they're new nurses doesn't mean they're young nurses. And our average age in the sample was actually 35. So the older the age of the nurse, the less family work conflict they have, which makes total sense because their children are probably older. If they had no children in the home, they had less family work conflict. If they had greater health, they had less family work conflict. As far as the directly observed work variables that we had, orientation adequacy, the greater the perception that their orientation was adequate, the greater their job control. So this seems to be very important for having job control, which is a positive work characteristic. If they worked day shift, they had greater job demands. If they worked a 12-hour shift, they also had greater job demands. But they also had, I think that's positive, they also had greater job control. A lot of times if you work the off shifts, like an 8-hour off shift or an 8-hour night shift, you might not get the same amount of on-site education, et cetera, which might lead to perceptions of less job control. If they had, the greater the number of patients they had, the more their job difficulties. I thought it would directly relate to job demands, too, there was no significant path there. Greater number of hours was related to greater job demands and greater job difficulties. So looking then at this perceptions level here, if they felt that they had greater job demands, they also, that impacted their work-family conflict. They felt that the work was impeding family issues. Okay. If they had greater job difficulties, that did impact job demands, but it didn't go both ways. So there was somewhat of a reciprocal relationship there. Job control did not really mediate job demands. It did mediate job difficulties. So here's a really interesting. So if you go this way, then it did mediate job demands, but it was through job difficulties. Job control. Okay, so let's. Is there anything else to say here? So none of these affected work-family conflict. Okay, family work conflict did give rise to more job difficulties. Probably if you're thinking about things that are happening at home, this may lead to you having more difficulty with obstacles at work. Family work conflict also did, interestingly, give rise to greater perceptions of work-family conflict, but not both ways. And finally, what things affected job satisfaction? This is one of the really key significant parts of this study. There's been, and I didn't say earlier, this whole big thing came from the fact that we already published a study that deals with this part of it, a study that deals with this, not with the work-family conflict, but this and job satisfaction, and then job satisfaction and intent to leave nursing. So we knew that job satisfaction is key in all of this, but we wanted to see how it fit in the model, and it just fit in exactly as we modeled it. So job demands, job control, and job difficulties all affected job satisfaction. Job control affected it positively, and the two negative job variables affected it negatively. And then job satisfaction affected intent to leave and intent to leave the job, and intent to leave the profession, as did work-family conflict, which is really important. So I've got the notice that I'm running out of time. This here is just the actual standardized betas and p-values for all of these relationships that came out of it, so I won't go through those. Specifically, implications, there's just a lot, and I picked out some that seem to be more important, but really, as far as some of the demographic significant things here. We really need to have policies to help newly licensed RNs with family responsibilities so that that can reduce that family work conflict. Child care would be a really big help. A lot of places do not have child care, but that is a really important one. Health promotion activities, since health was significantly related to one of the job perceptions. Also, we didn't mention age, but if younger newly licensed RNs have more difficulties, then we need to find special ways to work with newly licensed, the younger ones, to get them to feel more comfortable in the job and deal with some of these job stressors better. Policies to reduce job demands that could reduce work-family conflict would include flexible scheduling, continue with the 12-hour shifts even though they are controversial because they do cause fatigue, and there's some question about whether the level of care drops, but that could be dealt with through a lot more breaks and letting nurses have time to refresh themselves in the 12 hours, but they really like the 12-hour shifts. More part-time positions might help because the hours per week was a big issue. Better staffing was in there in many places, not just the number of patients, but in the work demands and probably in the work difficulties. Delegation of non-nursing tasks to non-RNs might help, and finding other ways to have greater efficiency might help. Otherwise, we're going to have trouble keeping nurses in nursing and in their jobs. Yes, we already know that nurses skip jobs way too much, but in nursing, that's a bigger, even bigger issue. So, did I finish?
Very good, yes.
Okay.